August 9, reveals God's character. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6. All the light of the past, all the light which shines in the present and reaches forth into the future, as revealed in the Word of God, is for every soul who will receive it. The glory of this light, which is the very glory of the character of Christ, is to be manifested in the individual Christian, in the family, in the church, in the ministry of the Word, and in every institution established by God's people. All these the Lord designed shall be symbols of what can be done for the world. They are to be types of the saving power of the truths of the gospel. By beholding the goodness, the mercy, the justice, and the love of God revealed in the church, the world is to have a representation of His character. In order to manifest the character of God, we must become personally acquainted with God. If we have fellowship with God, we are His ministers. Though we may never preach to a congregation, we are workers together with God in presenting the perfection of His character in humanity. God has enjoined the duty upon His human agents to communicate the character of God, testifying to His grace, His wisdom, and His benevolence by manifesting His refined, tender, merciful love. Our work is to restore the moral image of God in man through the abundant grace given us of God by Jesus Christ. Oh, how much we need to know Jesus and our Heavenly Father that we may represent Him in character. The soul that is transformed by the grace of Christ will admire His divine character. The less we see to esteem in ourselves, the more we shall see to esteem in the infinite purity and loveliness of our Savior. A view of our sinfulness drives us to Him who can pardon, and when the soul, realizing its helplessness, reaches out after Christ, He will reveal Himself in power. The more our sense of need drives us to Him and to the Word of God, the more exalted views we shall have of His character, and the more fully we shall reflect His image.